It's all like my brain is just mush right now. I think I'm gonna do 90s nostalgia. Okay. I hope your day is full of Beanie Babies and Pogs. You gotta have Pogs. And I was gonna do a 90s thing, but for some reason I'm sitting down right now and I'm like, that's all I fucking have. What else? Slime. You gotta have slime, guys. It's the 90s. Things are fun. It's nostalgic. What other things? Tamagotchis. I hope your day is full of Tamagotchis and Furbies and all of the hits. Guys, welcome back to another episode of Shank. We have an amazing episode of Shank for you this week with the one, the only, Jessamay Peluso. But before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Jessamay, there's just something I need to tell you about. One, April 18th, This Bitch and Friends in the main room of the Comedy Store. It's a fire lineup. It's me, Kim Congdon, Whitney Cummings, Beth Stelling, Jetski Johnson, Annie Letterman. Buy the tickets now. It will sell out. It starts at 10 p.m. We've sold out every time, so make sure to get those. And then May 7th, we're doing This Bitch live at the Comedy Store for Netflix is a Joke. Buy tickets to that. It's going to be so much fun. Make sure you guys subscribe to my Patreon, patreon.com/Sarah Weinchenk for bonus content. And one last thing before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Jessamay. Are you wearing socks? If you're not, you're gross. You got to wear socks, guys. I don't know. I'm not like a barefoot bitch. I like to cover my assets. Toes are a form of currency. It's 2024. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen during this election. You got to keep those toes looking good just in case you got to put them on OnlyFans. Okay? So cover them up. In the meantime, go to ohyeah.com. That's 3 O's. H-Y-E-A-H.com. Discount code Sarah10 for unique sock designs. Whether you're into skateboarding or flamingos, there's a pair of socks for you, and they also have a really amazing selection of slippers. My favorite pair are the gator slippers, and they also have flamingo slippers. So go check it out. They make great gifts, great I'm thinking of you. Sorry I broke up with you. I regret that. Have some socks. Sorry I fucked your friend. Have some socks. Whatever the occasion, there's a pair of socks for it, guys. And it's a great way to support the show. So shop ohyeah.com. Discount code Sarah10. And then make sure to subscribe to my Patreon, patreon.com/Sarah Weinchenk for bonus content. And let's do it. Let's get into this week's episode of Shank with the one, the only, Jessamay Peluso. Guys, here it is.
All the Brad Pitts, truly.
We got to talk about Brad Pitt, too.
Yeah, he's just iconic. He's always eating in every scene.
He's got gum.
He's always chewing something.
Yeah.
That's good. We are. Did you get us gabbing about Brad Pitt?
I think we got the tail end of Brad Pitt a little.
Oh, we're going to get more into Brad
Pitt. We both want the tail end of Brad Pitt.
Yes, we do.
Physically.
In our mouths. I think I just started the podcast by saying I was going to eat Brad Pitt's ass. Are we recording?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I'm going to start the pod. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Shank. I'm Sarah Weinchenk, and today's guest is the one, the only, comedian, Jessamay Peluso.
I feel like I don't know why I wanted to clap for myself. We have literally been trying to be in the same space for a long time.
For years.
I actually spoke very highly of you recently. I said, there's one person in my life who has been so consistently attempting to make connections with me that I think about it often and I think, you know, that Sarah is something special.
No, because I love you. I love hanging out with you. You're cool. You're nice. You're normal for the most part. Like, as far as comics go.
Yeah, you just have to be normal.
I'm like, you're normal comparatively.
Yeah, I have
you know
three
what
dogs.
I mean? Yeah, you have dogs, you're grounded, you smoke weed, you do mushrooms. You know, it's like, I understand the energy that you're putting out. So yeah. A lot of times I meet people and I go, oh, this person's chaotic and I would like to avoid them.
Yeah, sometimes the chaos can pull you in because it is a vortex.
It's fun. At first it's fun. You're like, oh, you're unhinged? Same. And then you hang out with them and you're like, oh, no, you're more unhinged than me and this isn't sustainable.
Right. And you're sucking my life force.
Yeah.
We decided to put some glasses on.
Yeah, because I said I feel safer with the glasses on, but I don't know what that is.
I feel like it's, first of all, you can avoid any sort of light issue where you might look like you have some sort of, you know, I've got a monstrosity on the side of my head from God knows what.
What do you mean?
There was a monstrosity on the side of my head. And
when you say a monstrosity on the side of your head, what exactly does that mean?
All I can relate it to is that. Did you ever see My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Yes.
Remember that movie?
Yes.
Remember when the aunt was talking about her twin? And
yes.
She's like, they did the bubupsy.
Yeah.
They cut it out. There was like a twin growing on the side of my face.
But you can't see it.
No, because I'm wearing sunglasses.
Oh, so you feel safer with those on, too.
Yeah, just cover up my chimples and my, you know, side pimples with microphones and
my under eye bags.
Yeah. I want to look at you, though.
We took off the glasses.
You have such beautiful eyes.
Thank you.
You really do. Whose eyes are those?
Steve's. No, either Steve or Debbie. I don't know. Steve's my dad.
Steve's my stepdad.
Really?
Not your Steve, but I have a Steve.
That would be crazy if my dad was your stepdad and this is how we find out.
That'd be kind of great. That'd be
fun. Find out we're half sisters.
Yeah,
or something. Is that how that works?
We would be
stepsisters.
Stepsisters. Do you have any other siblings?
I have a younger sister.
Full. Not from Steve.
From Steve and Debbie.
Debbie, what a name. My assistant's name is Debbie.
Really?
Yeah. It's an interesting name. She doesn't like Deborah. Does your mom?
No.
Why? What is that?
Because Deborah's like formal and weird. Like a Deborah seems not like someone who can hang.
A day drinker
sweeter.
Who owns ferrets.
Yeah.
Deborah owns ferrets.
Debbie likes flowers and watercoloring. Deborah owns ferrets. And goes to church every Sunday.
And she might or might not boil bunnies on a stove.
Boiled bunnies? That's so sad.
That's from, what was that movie with Michael Douglas and A Fatal Attraction?
She boiled bunnies?
I believe Glenn Close boiled bunnies on a stove because he didn't love her. And, you know, good for her. Really, send the message. Bad for the bunnies, but good for her.
If you don't love me, I will cook these bunnies.
Yeah, I believe it was a his daughter's bunny. So, yeah, I could be mistaken, but Oh, yeah. It's a boiled bunny.
No. Fatal Attraction, boiled bunny.
I believe, or it was, there's Fatal Attraction, then there was another movie, Basic Instinct.
No,
but
look.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunny. There's a bunny in that pot.
Oh, no.
And she comes home.
Is that the...
I mean, look
God.
How gorgeous this woman is. Can we talk about
she?
Her hair and her bone structure?
Her bone structure?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Oh.
Oh.
I mean, you know, so don't cross a bitch. That's what that message says.
That's an insane person.
It is, but someone... I think someone somewhere did something like that. People do, like, literally, there's a line from a movie. I can't think of what movie it is, but it's nothing profound. But people, love makes you do crazy things. And
boiling
like,
bunnies? That's like witch shit.
It's witch shit. I don't even think witches would be down with that. They're like, that's the one woodland creature we don't mess with.
Yeah, we don't cross that line.
Yeah, porcupines, maybe.
Hedgehogs.
Hedgehogs, fuck hedgehogs.
Throw them in the pot.
Chipmunks, there's so many of them.
Okay, hedgehogs. Because I follow, you know, my algorithm on Instagram brings me a lot of hedgehogs. So I had this preconceived notion that I really liked hedgehogs because they look so cute. They like put them in little hats and little outfits and they look.
And their little feet are always like up.
Yeah. And they look really fucking cute. So my friend was like, I want to hook you up with this guy, but he has 3 pigs. And I was like, that seems aggressive. But he has a hedgehog. I was like, okay, I'm back in.
So the hedgehog balanced out. The pig collection. Did he have 3 pigs in LA?
Yeah. So then I went to go meet him. And he didn't have 3 outdoor pigs. He had 3 pigs that were like hogs that were like living on the couch.
No.
Yeah, it was so fucking gross.
No.
It was so fucking gross. And his whole house looked like a Hot Topic. Like he had like a taxidermy bat. And then he had like 3 like pigs like dogs. And then he had the hedgehog. And I was like, can I see the hedgehog? And he brought it over and I touched it. And it was the grossest thing I've ever seen. And now I don't like hedgehogs anymore.
I have a lot of questions about that
okay.
moment.
Yeah. It was a few years ago. It was a dark moment.
The time frame doesn't stop me at all.
Okay.
I'm not worried about the time frame. One, like, where did he live? What part of
Malibu.
Town? Okay, the pigs make sense.
So I was back in. That makes sense. With pigs sounds romantic. Sounds picturesque.
That's outpatient. It's giving outpatient.
Yeah. Am I getting off of drugs? Like, what's happening?
That seems like a pivot. You get off of drugs and you get into pigs.
You get into pigs and hedgehogs and you live in Malibu, right?
Right. Like, was he rich? That's some rich shit.
He lived on like this rich person's like land, right? But he lived in the guest house.
Sarah, can you tilt up your mic?
He lived in the guest house and he had three pigs and they were fucking on the couch and his whole house looked like Hot Topic and I couldn't.
Because how did you meet him?
My friend was like, I got this guy. So he has three pigs. And I was like, okay. But he also has a hedgehog. And I was like, I'm back on board. And okay, he lives in Malibu. I'm back on board.
Because he's close.
I'm like, Malibu, pigs.
Yeah.
It seems like from far away, like maybe we're open.
I think from far away, I'd be like, is there an amusement park that comes along with this? Are there like rides and games? Because it sounds like he's two steps away from having a carnival.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fun if you can charge and people show up. But like three pigs, that's a lot. And it's coming from three dogs.
It was fucking disgusting. Did it smell? Yes. All of it was disgusting. And I thought I liked pigs. But these were like hogs. These were like, I'm not talking babe. I'm talking about like a slaughter pig. That's like gross and has like hairs coming out of it. And you're like, it's not really cute anymore. Just kind of like sloppy. And then like, I can't wake up every morning to three pigs with this guy who I'm not even attracted to that has hedgehogs. A hedgehog.
God.
It was crazy.
That's a lot. That's a lot of creatures to have. And also, I thought that there was just one. I know there's like different types of pigs, but my mom used to want to get a teacup pig. But I heard that that was all a scam. Teacup pigs are a scam. Pigs just baby pigs become big pigs. Like there's no teacup pigs.
There's no teacup pigs.
That's what I'm under the impression.
I think so too. I think and a real ass pig is not cute.
It's not cute. It feels weird.
It's coarse.
It's so and the hair that comes out is aggressive.
It's like pubic-ish. The hair on pigs is pubic adjacent.
On NBC this fall, pubic-ish.
It's coarse.
Very coarse. And then you're like, I understand why people eat you.
Yeah.
You know?
Because we don't want you around.
Yeah. You're not like the thing that's way too cute to eat. Like a bunny. I don't understand people eat rabbits.
I know.
They're so cute.
Bunnies are so cute. What about the big bunnies? The Fleming giant bunnies? They can be up to like 40 pounds.
Okay. That's a lot. That's scary. That's
a
lot.
I love it. I love a big bunny.
Have you ever
bunny.
Heard of fancy chickens?
No.
Oh my God, girl.
What's a fancy chicken?
A fancy chicken? You haven't lived your life until you've had a fancy chicken in your life!
That is like a poodle chicken.
Come through! Oh, so are you kidding me?
Exotic chickens?
How fun!
They're so cute.
Yeah, they look like stuff you find under your couch.
Yeah, like a lint ball.
Yeah, they're just like a lint ball that runs around and they do like, you know, they're for show. They breed them to show them. And, you know, that's how people.
Show chicken?
Yeah, that's how people in, like, the country get down. You know, they go to hoedowns, they raise barns, and then they go to little shows and they show their chickens.
Imagine being a chicken show woman.
I can, because we were talking about this before. Like, getting out of entertainment and becoming a woman who shows chickens sounds like the best pivot I could ever make in my life.
No, yeah, I have that fantasy, too. Like, the fantasy of being like, I could just throw this all away and start anew.
Like, what would you do?
I don't know. I tell myself I could go back to school, but then I'm like, for what? Because there's this fantasy of like, I could be a therapist and help people. And then I'm like, if I sat down in one therapy session and my client was like, I'm suicidal, I'd be like, do it. I don't know. Fucking kill yourself, bitch. I don't know.
That internet therapist chick, Teal Swan.
Yes.
Who got in trouble because that was a part of her program.
I watched the documentary. Did you?
Oh, yeah. Could not. She's still going. She's still going out putting these videos.
She's a cult leader.
Yeah, and the way she looks through the screen, I'm like, I think she's in my room.
She's so scary.
She's intense. Yeah, I don't know. Would you be a therapist? I mean, therapy, I feel like we could handle that for sure.
I feel like I would take on people's shit, though. I'd be like driving and be like, fuck, I hope Mike didn't kill himself.
Yeah, and I'd have to cleanse. There'd be a lot of cleansing. You need to sage your office.
Staging constantly, vacations.
I don't know how like therapists don't have the wrappings that like my Italian family would have like over the couch, like to protect the furniture.
Yeah.
You know, a plastic couch just from all the energy.
All the, like,
I have to protect this.
The trauma just pouring out of the client on the couch.
Yeah. When you were a kid, like, did you want to be
a therapist?
Yes.
No.
Did you want to be a comedian as a child?
I wanted to be a performer.
Yeah, same. And now look at us.
And now
we're so happy.
We're so deep into
it. Isn't this great?
This is exactly what we dreamed of.
Yeah, that's what you said. We're so deep into it. Like, what's the next move?
I don't know, because I'm talking about my taint on the internet in videos for years.
Well, I'm sure it's cute.
I mean, like, you know what I mean, though? I'm like, I can get a real job. I'm online talking about how I did acid and my tit came out.
You say that, but someone who said some really dumb shit became president. So you could do anything in this world.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Would not want to be a president.
No. First of all, it does wonders. Actually, it doesn't do wonders. It does horrible things for the bags under your eyes. Not yours, but in general.
And also,
you don't have bags.
Your hair.
Your hair. Obama went in looking fresh and spry and came out looking rough.
Rough.
It's like you go in. Yeah, there's President Obama before and after. Here's the thing about the presidents. Most of them look horrific when they go in because they're old and white. But Obama came in and he was like, look at this. Come on. He looks like his dad. Look at what
that guy.
That guy, he looks the same. Roosevelt, the same. Roosevelt. He went in looking horrible. See, that's the thing about all our presidents. They all went in looking rough.
Yeah, it's like part of the pasty white.
All these pasty white guys as our president. This is ridiculous. This makes me so depressed to see our lineup, JFK, still hot.
It's look just at him.
All crusty white guys.
All crusty white guys.
And not, look, I'm not, I love all types of people. Not to hate
well, can we mix it
man.
Up?
Can we mix it
this
up?
This one, Clinton. Look at Clinton before and after the scandal.
What a babe. What a fox. Can you imagine? Clinton, we thought that was the worst of it. Not to get political, because I don't like to, but since we're looking at these crusty presidents, we thought Clinton was the worst.
Now we're like, oh, my God, he's a liar, and he fucked his intern.
Right,
and
bring
now
back
we're like,
the blue dress.
Yeah.
Bring back the blue dress.
We tried to beg Monica Lewinsky to come out on the podcast.
She didn't want to?
I feel like you could still get her.
I feel like you could too.
Well, she's doing a collab with Reformation, the clothing brand.
I don't really know that brand. Is it like Revolve?
No, it's like, forget it.
Okay, fair.
It's just like a store. And I got an email being like, Monica Lewinsky times Reformation. And I'm like, that's kind of iconic.
It is. What do you think she's doing it for? Oh.
Money.
To make money? Do you think she wants to be in the limelight again? Or did she ever want to be?
I don't know.
Because she was like blackballed. She was like looked as.
Imagine sucking Clinton's dick.
I can't. Do I have to?
Yeah.
Now or 90s?
For this bit. you have to imagine
now
it.
90s.
90s Clinton.
Imagine being that girl. Yeah. Like that's. Such a different time, because now with all the technology and the way people get caught with things and ring cams, it ain't going down.
No, yeah, but it must have been. Do you think like there was a part of her that was like, yeah, I'm going to suck off the president?
Maybe there was something, you know, scandalous about it. You know,
taboo.
People like to sneak around. Yeah, the taboo of it.
I'm going to blow the president in the Oval Office.
Right. And maybe it was.
And then she told her weird, ugly friend Linda Tripp. And then Linda Tripp was the one that spilled the beans, right?
You can't look at Linda Tripp's face and think that she doesn't tell on her friends.
Linda Tripp's face is trying to leave her body. We look at a picture of her, please. I know it's not good.
She doesn't have a trustworthy face. Let's just put it that way.
That literally looks like Donald Trump in a wig. Does it not?
Yeah, it looks like someone doing a Donald Trump impression.
It looks like a woman not to be trusted. This is not a girl who hangs on to her girly secrets.
Though I don't think she has any girly secrets.
She had one and she let it go. And Monica Lewinsky learned that the hard way in more ways than one.
Like if Linda Tripp had a dick, no one would be surprised.
I mean, she could still get one.
That's true.
You know, you could still get one.
I think like Caitlyn Jenner has softer features than Linda.
Well, you know what's funny about Caitlyn Jenner? When she was still a man, she killed a woman. And then she became a woman and everyone forgot about the man she killed or the woman she killed.
Yeah, yeah.
She became woman of the year after killing a woman.
And everyone just let it slide.
Yeah, because she's so brave.
Didn't she kill someone in her Range Rover?
Yeah, it was a vehicular homicide, I believe. Oh, poor woman.
She rear-ended a Lexus.
And it happened, I think the woman died on impact. So she didn't have to suffer knowing who it was.
Knowing it was Caitlin that took her out.
Yeah, not even the full Caitlin. She got half Caitlin.
Killed someone 6 years ago and was released by the district attorney.
Yeah, I mean, money gets you everything in this world. Released. Can you imagine? Vehicular homicide and you're released. Do you think that would happen if he... Well, was he... He was... Was he... She was...
6 years...
6 years ago. Was Caitlin Bruce?
I think she was Caitlin.
Like hasn't... Had she had surgery?
You know women can't drive.
Yeah, that's right. Women can't drive. Well, if he was still a man, so whose fault was it? Do we know?
Oh, wait, there's this one, that one picture of Caitlin to the far right. Yeah, that one.
That looks like me in the morning.
They said, they posted that and they said, I saw someone said, posted that and was like, Caitlin gave up.
Well, no, Bruce gave up.
Bruce gave up.
Caitlin just started.
Caitlin's just emerging.
Is this a recent Caitlin?
No.
Transitions take time. You know?
Oh, that was early on.
Yeah. The hormones hadn't set in. The hair wasn't right. Takes a while.
It takes a while.
Yeah, when you're transgendering it, there's stages of it, I would imagine.
Right.
That's got to be a grueling process.
The hormones?
And it's like bangs, growing your bangs out, but 100 times worse.
Because growing your bangs out is painful as fuck.
So bad.
You're like, oh, it's a weird length. I can't pin them back, really.
Yeah. I look weird. Like, I can't hold them in place. They're doing what they want to do. People are telling me I look crazy.
They get sweaty. Yeah, bang.
Yeah. And then there's always the one that kind of has the cowlick.
Yes.
And you got one bang that's like a party.
And then the other one does its own thing.
Yeah, so it's got to be hard to transition.
I don't know many people who can successfully have bangs. But if you can, that's like a superpower.
That's a good point. I had this joke about the decision to get pregnant is a lot like the decision to get bangs. Because you think it's going to go so good. And then you're like, when the fuck are these things going to grow out?
Yeah.
And go away.
It's true.
It is. But who's cute in bangs?
Can you Google?
Name someone famous. Like, try and think.
What's that one bitch? Oh, Zooey Deschanel.
Zooey Deschanel. That's a good call.
Alexa Chung.
FTK.
Twigs?
BTK Kids.
FK Twigs.
BLT Kids.
She looks good in bangs.
BTK Kids has cute bangs. What's her name?
FK Twigs. FK.
I want a BLT. I mean, can we talk about Michelle, or what's her name? Olsen? Ooh.
Elizabeth Olsen.
I mean, this girl can do anything. Are you kidding me? Oh.
See, I don't like those bangs. I don't want to come for these women and their bangs, but I don't think everyone can have them.
Not everybody can wear bangs. It's a particular face.
Have you ever seen the people that clip on their bangs?
Yeah. My cousin did it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How did you feel about that?
I felt like it. I'm like... Girl, what is that?
Take the bangs off.
You don't need the bangs. It's like an emotional support hairpiece.
There's something that happens when people cut them too short, and then it looks like they kind of have like a learning disability.
Yeah, there's definitely a vibe.
Like it's
there.
Like a Dumb and Dumber type of energy.
That was a great hair.
And Dumber.
Oh, I love that. That was iconic. The Dumb and Dumber hair, the outfits, that whole era of movies was so fun and offensive.
When was the last time there was a really funny movie?
That's a really good question. Like a movie that was genuinely...
You're like, that was good. Let's watch it again.
I'm inclined to say Bridesmaids, but I do feel a certain pressure to like movies because it is a precedent. All female cast written by women.
But Bridesmaids is so good and it holds up.
It holds up. And at the time when it came out, it was so... unique. But as far as like movies that stand the test of time, you know, I think of The Great Outdoors. That's really old. That movie's so ridiculous.
I haven't seen it.
It's a classic. Dan Aykroyd's
amazing.
And is it Steve Martin who's in it? It's Dan Aykroyd.
Steve Martin.
Is it John Candy too? I believe there's like just so John many. Candy. John Candy, right?
Yeah, John Candy.
Dan Aykroyd, John Candy. It is so good. It's like one of those movies from back in the day, kind of like Anchorman, where there's so many quotable
moments.
Annette Bening. Annette Bening's amazing.
Steve Martin has looked old the entire time I've been alive.
Steve Martin looks like a president. He looks like a U.S. president.
Right?
Yeah.
Steve Martin would be great to cast as president.
Sure would. Has he ever played that role?
No.
Bill Pullman did.
Are we going to get into casting?
We should get into casting. What if we just cast him as the actual president? We should just cast the president at this point.
It would be better for everyone.
But if we're going to go this route?
The options aren't great. Let's be honest. No. Nothing's
2024, the wheels are off, folks.
Yeah. It's so true.
Build a bunker. Get the guy with the pigs, because you'll survive.
No, I don't think so.
That's a lot of meat.
Oh, I'd rather go hungry than be with the pig guy.
You sure? Because if you're starving, bacon smells real good.
But I don't want to know the pig before I eat it. Well, with its coarse pubic-like hair, and now I'm eating it for breakfast.
You don't have to eat that part. That part you don't have to eat. I don't think you eat that part.
You shave that off.
I think you toss that. I don't even want to say. I know what happens to that part, and I don't want to say.
What? You skin it?
The other pigs eat it.
No.
Look, I don't make the farm rules.
I don't think pigs eat other pigs' coarse pubic-like hair.
Actually, pigs are like the cockroaches of farm life. They throw everything in the trough. And the pigs eat it all because their teeth are able to grind up everything. They even eat. You could throw a body in there.
A human body?
Look, I'm Sicilian. I don't want to say too much.
Okay.
But yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so if you have some people who cross you, you know, call up the dude with the three pigs. Tell him not to feed him for a week.
But it's just more like, I don't imagine myself having a sexual relationship with a man that has three pigs.
That's fair. I'm going to reapply my lipstick.
That's so ladylike of you.
Thank you.
Please do it. Oh. The scent of a woman.
Yeah, not that anyone else can smell it.
Thank you for doing that for me.
You're welcome. That's a great movie.
You do smell really good. It's very like vanilla. Is it vanilla?
It is. A transgender friend of mine, actually, from 20 years ago, told me a woman should always smell edible.
Oh.
That's a good rule of thumb.
I think that's a good rule of thumb. Edible.
That is a good rule of thumb. Mm-hmm. I've never thought of that before.
Yeah. You always smell good, too, though.
You gotta smell good.
Yeah, you strike me as a clean person.
I try to be.
You're very sanitary.
I try to be.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, okay, but what the fuck is going on? Every time I get dressed, my house looks like a bulldozer came through it.
You have every type of item of clothing.
Every type of item. I'm a hoarder.
Your clothing looks like you do wardrobing for the movie.
Yes.
It's so fun. I want to go through your entire wardrobe.
I need to get rid of shit. I'm going through it like I haven't worn this in 5 years. I didn't even know I had it.
You can Marie Kondo. If it does not bring you joy, you throw it out.
Well, let me tell you, there's lots of things I have that don't bring me joy, and they're just in bags right now because I moved.
You did?
Yeah.
You left.
I left.
The woods?
I left the woods.
Where did you go?
My Snow White era is over.
Okay.
It was the woodland creatures were great, but I was like, it was very small. And I had to be like Indiana Jones every time I would drive home.
Yeah, you were in a challenging spot. It's a good spot if you spend all your time at home.
During the pandemic, it was great.
Yeah.
But then after the pandemic, I was like, okay, I can't live here. There's like fires and mudslides and all kinds
dangerous.
Of shit. I was like at my parents every other week. I'm like, I can't go back there.
The people up in the mountain in California, it's an interesting, the mountain folk are interesting. They have their own rules.
They're like, okay, it's like a cross between hippies and what we call creakers, so like tweakers, but they hang out by creeks.
What happens by the creek? I feel like there's a lot of mystical
there's
shit.
There's a lot of like people without teeth and like musical instruments.
Yeah, that sounds fun though. It sounds like there's a lot of love and maybe...
Yeah, it's like peace and love, but you know what? Maybe we need less peace and love in that area.
Right. No. Somebody get a job. Why is everybody hanging out shoeless by the creek? No teeth, no shoes. It's not working out so good.
Yeah, dude. There'd be like this guy. Like I went with my friend to the store when I was living in the canyon, and we passed by this guy who had his guitar and he had his thumb up. He wanted a ride. She's like, oh yeah, that's my friend. Picks him up, puts him in the car. I'm like, we have to drive in the car with a rogue creaker that has an instrument?
You picked up
Yeah, she's like, that's my friend, Paul. Paul hops in the car. Now it's just the three of us. And I'm like, this is murderous.
It's so murderous.
Would never.
Would absolutely ever never. Then, I don't even like picking up my friends from the airport.
I know. And then the next time I was driving, I saw him and I was like, oh my God, don't make eye contact. Because I don't want to establish like this thing. Every time I see this fucking guy on the side of the road, I got to pull over.
Right. Because now you.
Now I kind of know him.
And you're the jerk for not picking up the hitchhiker.
I just pretend like hitchhiking is insane.
Also, Paul's like stuck in a different time. Who's hitchhiking still?
People in the canyon.
That's just not.
They'll like come over for a sound bath and then we're going to put our. There's also people in the canyon.
I'm listening. I love a sound bath.
Like, there's crazy bitches in the canyon that like use their period blood to like grow gardens. When I found out about that, I said, yeah, it's time to move.
They grow with their
period blood.
What grows? Roses?
I don't. It's like full of nutrients, supposedly. And then I know this one girl.
So is a salad.
I know this one girl. I knew this one girl who. She was like, you want to see my art? And I was looking at it. She's like, I have painted with my period blood.
We got to stop. See, this is what happens when people don't have enough struggle. When they grow up rich, they're painting with their period. Like, you, no, this
buy
is
paint.
Not real. Buy paint. Support your local art store.
Also, every time I'm on my period, I'm not like, oh, I want to get it in that and make art.
Yeah,
I'm
like, and it's like, we don't need. There's like this weird thing happening with femininity where. A certain type of woman feels a need to exploit it in order for that to mean that it's more feminine. We don't need to be painting with our period blood.
No.
There's like no need for that.
What do you think about home births?
Oh, I can't even.
That's how I feel.
I have a whole thing about this. And it's like, I feel like it happens more often than not in Malibu.
Lots of home births in Malibu.
Into vats of homemade aloe juice.
Yeah, you put a tub in the living room.
Yeah, and the thing is the pool that the baby's being born into, is that organic?
No, it's not. It's plastic.
Right. I'm sure it's loaded with BPA. And all the plastic that the women are like, we can't have that. We gotta get BPA free toys because the kids are gonna be sick. So they give birth into this vat of their homemade aloe juice to critters called Dashiell, and we're supposed to be okay with it.
Yeah,
I have a problem with it. For one, I feel like a lot of events and traditions in life have been hijacked for luxury. And I'm not saying, you know, some people who want to do home births, great. But there are people in the world and historically who actually had to do home births. And it was a part of their culture. And it was because of a lack of access
to medical care.
Thank you. And you're doing it because you can. Like, you want to risk Dashiell's life? You live a fucking mile from Cedars-Sinai.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's just selfish and
I
want
to be in a birthing suite, sweetie. I just want to bring me the baby once it's been cleaned off and it's in like a pink bonnet or whatever.
Yeah, bring me the kid after it graduated.
Yeah.
Give me the epidural and send the kid someplace.
I need the epidural. These people that don't get epidurals, insane.
It's unnecessary.
You want to struggle? Life is hard enough,
take
bitch.
The drugs. Yeah, you just became a mom. Trust me, you're not going to be without struggle.
You're great.
You might as well ease into it a little bit.
Yeah, this might be the last time you do drugs for a minute.
Oh, gosh. I mean, it sounds like when women become moms, they have fun drugs. A lot of day drinking that happened. A lot of lunching. And
a lot of rosé.
Rosé, mom teenies.
Yeah.
Antidepressants.
You got to get it on a cocktail.
Yeah, you got the mom cocktail. Sounds great. What are you complaining about? You got all these drugs.
I do think that a lot of moms, especially in LA, are on a strong cocktail.
Oh. Mm-hmm. They for sure are. And I don't blame them.
Me
Kids
either.
Kids are annoying and gross.
Do you want them?
You know, I have a niece and nephew that I'm close with. I mean, my niece calls me like a stalker. I'm like, okay, Karina. She left me. Let me see if I can play this. Can I play you her little?
Yeah.
I played it on my podcast. Let me see if I can find it. She's just like, Karina is a quintessential girl and she's tough and she's crazy and funny. And it's just fun to see like their personalities come out. So this is Elliot and Karina leaving me. So, you know, now you can leave messages on voicemail.
Right.
So this is, can I play it?
Yeah.
It's nothing bad.
And Jessica, why are you answering us?
Yeah, what the butt cheek?
What the butt cheek? What the F?
And no.
And now, see, I taught them to swear. So, like, no. Elliot thinks it's funny. Emily always looks at me. I'm like, don't you want them to learn it from home? Like, they might as well learn to swear. But then this is, so I didn't answer. I was busy. And this is Karina afterwards, and it broke my heart.
Jessica, why aren't you answering me anymore?
No.
Yeah. You're annoying.
You're what?
Annoying.
No.
She was heartbroken.
She does look heartbroken in the video,
yeah,
too.
I mean, she was absolutely like, why aren't you answering me anymore? And then I was like, I'm not answering because I chose to not have kids. Yeah. So I don't have to answer you. No, I don't know if I want them. Like, I have to figure it out soon, but it seems like science is on my side, so.
Yeah, that's what I tell myself, too.
I don't know.
Science is on my side.
Science is on my side, right?
There's bitches getting pregnant at like 55. You're like, I'm sorry, how? Janet Jackson? Hillary Swank? She got pregnant at like 50. Brigitte Nielsen? That old dinosaur had a baby at like 55.
Flavor Flav?
No. Oh, that would be amazing. I saw her in real life. I was starstruck. Brigitte.
She was epic. That whole Flavor Flav thing was amazing. But I have to tell you something funny about Hillary Swank.
Yeah.
I was out with a comic friend, girlfriend, and we were at, what's that place everybody goes where they try to act bougie in the entertainment industry to hang
Catch.
Out? Soho House.
Okay.
Malibu.
The beach house.
The beach house. So we're hanging on the beach. We're having $35 martinis. And we're talking about our barren bodies. We're just joking. You know, we're both, you know, I'm 41 and she's close to that age. And so we're just talking about the difficulties of deciding if you want to have a baby and being in the industry and what's the next step in our life. And we're actually having like a heart to heart about it. And this woman walks by and she's holding, there's obviously twins. She's holding one and her husband's holding the other. And we're like, oh my God, we're just talking about how we're barren.
No.
And it was Hillary Swank.
No.
And I was like, oh my gosh, how much did your baby cost? $1 million? And she was like, no, you guys could have, it can happen. You can have kids. I'm like, it seems so difficult. She's like, it can happen. It's expensive.
That's what she said.
But you can have kids. Yeah. So Hillary Swank like womb chained us at Soho House.
She's like, it's expensive. But
it's expensive.
But the thing, everything is.
Everything's expensive.
You're like, if you don't want to look like a piece of like stucco. It's like you put money in your face. You're putting money in this.
Everywhere.
You're putting money in that.
Yes. We're defying the laws of nature.
Yeah, it's fucked
up. She, by the way, in person is glowing. Like, rich glowing. Like, money glowing. There's a different level.
Love
like
glow.
I love that saying, you're not ugly, you're just broke.
Because it's true.
It is true. Like, I know that I love Hillary Swank. I think she's one of the most talented. She takes so many cool roles and challenges herself. I love her. I think she's so much fun. But there was something that was circulating recently, and it was a photo of one of the Kardashians. Maybe one of the Jenners.
It was a Kylie?
With no butt, nothing. And then everything.
I know. And then they'll be like, we didn't do anything to our faces.
Yeah, maybe not yesterday, but gradually over 10 years.
You did.
You've added everything to your body.
What about the Ozempic craze?
Ah, man.
I thought that you're like shooting up.
I know people who've had physical, really bad
reactions.
Physical reactions, and it seems to be like, so far, permanent effects.
Like your digestive system shuts down and you can't shit.
And your body doesn't process sugar the same. And we need sugar. This whole like anti-sugar thing is crazy. Like obviously sugar's horrible, but real sugars are okay. Your body, your brain needs glucose to function. But it's crazy. Like what's her name? Sharon Osbourne.
Oh yeah.
Like it's turning people into skeletons.
They don't look good.
No, and it's like this death becomes our society that we're in, and we're all looking for the quick fix.
Whoa, dude!
Ozempic. Is that how you call it?
Yeah, Ozempic.
That did that to her.
That's intense.
If I were her, I would sue
Ozempic.
Ozempic. I would sue them. She says she can't keep weight on now.
But on Living Social the other day, I got an email being like, we're having an Ozempic sale.
Yeah,
on Living Social.
Ozempic selling on my
Groupon
body.
Getting a Groupon for Ozempic.
That's sad. That's not good.
No.
That's a bad look.
But you know we live in a fucked up society when I go, oh, little sale here on Ozembe. Some altitude, whatever the fuck it's called. I could get it for half off. And then it's like, then what happens? You run out of it, and then what?
Get more. You're boofing it on the street.
You're just... I just don't like the thought of, like, shooting up in the bathroom.
I don't blame you. That's a solid...
You know, like,
somebody in the room's allergic to it.
If I'm going to shoot up in the bathroom, I want to be getting high. I don't want to be getting thin. You know what I mean? I want to be, like, on another planet.
Yeah,
and it's only heroin, dude. Not Ozembe.
I get, like, you know, there's a portion of the population that has actual
diabetes,
metabolic issues.
Yeah.
But that's such a small amount.
What about Oprah? Oprah's bitch ass.
Is she on Ozempic?
Yes.
And then that's right. She jumped ship from Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
All these like rich, famous millionaire billionaires are going back on their word. Did she take Ozempic?
Yes. And then she had to quit.
Why? Because it jacked her up too?
No. Look at her.
Is that Oprah?
Yeah.
She looks great.
Oprah. That's what's fucked up. You know, when Oprah walks outside, people go, Oprah, you look amazing. What are you doing? She's like, I'm shooting up.
See, the problem is everyone's trying to look like everyone. And people have this false idea that it's individuality. In reality, people are just carbon copies of the most popular thing that they look at.
Right.
And on Instagram and on social media, there's, you know, repetitive images and people are trying to look like that. Like Oprah, I'm sorry, is not meant to have a fucking hourglass figure or she'd have one.
You're right.
Not everyone needs to be this, like, you know, ideal of beauty because it's just unattainable. It's ridiculous. It's like, you know, people just need to figure out what their lane is. Oprah did so many amazing things, and now it's all being shadowed over by Ozempic and in her scandal with Weight Watchers.
Oh, yeah. And also...
Maybe the problem is she's been watching her weight for two... Don't watch your weight! You were helping all these people giving away cars!
That's when Oprah was peak.
She peaked!
She peaked.
And now it's like we're just...
You get a syringe and you get a syringe and
yeah, you've got an issue with glucose and blood sugar levels and you've got a blood sugar level issue. We're all chasing this unattainable idea of perfection and it's the poison of society. It really is. It makes me sad.
It's sad. And well, but also what was really sad, it was like, first we have like the body positivity movement right before the Ozempic, right?
Okay. And I realize I'm a skinny bitch, so I should shut up. But go ahead.
The body positivity movement, extreme.
Extreme.
But the takeaway was, okay, but you could be any size.
Nope.
1 year later, the body positivity people are shooting up.
Ozempic. What happened to being... The one fat. Size.
What happened just being fat
what
and
happened
proud?
Just being fat and happy? Just be fat and happy, but don't act like it's the healthiest option. Again, there's a small percentage of people who struggle. I realize I'm a skinny girl saying this. A lot of people do struggle, and it's horrible, but for us to look at it like it's a healthy angle just seems crazy. Everyone's persistence on what people should do, how people should view things and what people should be saying about things is the crazy part. Like, you want me to say that that's healthy. I can't.
Right.
I can't say that.
Right.
I can't say that, like, being obese is healthy. It's not healthy.
Right.
Remember, I mean, Maury Povich had all those shows with all those big old babies. What happened to the fat babies? We don't want fat babies?
Do you remember, during daytime shows, they would send kids to fat camp? Do you ever remember those?
Sounds horrible.
Can we Google fat camp?
Did they send them and they screamed at them, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to fat camp.
You're going to fat. They get in their face.
But like, much like a child's weight, isn't that something that's learned by the parent? And you know, parents all he wants to eat for breakfast is cheeseburgers.
And you're like, well, cupcakes.
I'm sorry. Does he pay the bills?
Oh,
fat camp. And some people really struggle, and it's so hard. It's such a hard subject to talk about because there are people who really, really do struggle. But then there's people who just want to be fat. And why can't we say that?
I don't know.
Why can't we say there's just some people who just want to be fat?
You know what else is fucked up?
What?
The fat food is way cheaper than the expensive food.
Well,
you go get a Nacho Bell Grande.
That sounds delicious. That's a systemic issue right there.
You go get a Nacho Bell Grande, and honey, you're full.
Yeah. Let me tell you, there's a lot more Taco Bells in poorer areas than there are Whole Foods. And I wonder what the cause of that is. That's a whole other podcast.
That is a whole other
podcast. That's a whole other podcast. Don't even get me started. We need Joan Rivers on this. We need Joan Rivers and George Carlin. They need a podcast. Can you imagine them if they were alive?
Oh, it'd be amazing if they had a podcast.
They could talk about all this shit.
Joan Rivers talking about Ozempic. I feel like she'd be on it.
Yeah, right. She would be on it.
She would be like,
she'd be the spokesperson. Yeah. She would be elbowing Oprah on the way to become the spokesperson. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Why she would be like, this stuff's horrible. That's why I love it.
Yeah, exactly. I look amazing. Yeah.
I miss her so much. I miss her and I miss George Carlin all the time. They're the only ones who seem to like, she had an amazing way of being so absurd and flipping feminism on its ass. Calling people out on their shit and flipping feminism on its ass.
She was a genius. Did you watch her documentary?
Yeah.
That was my favorite.
I'm gonna rewatch it.
I'm gonna rewatch it too. She would like file all her jokes in those cabinets.
Yes.
I was like, oh, bitch.
So organized.
So organized.
And at like 80, she's looking at her empty calendar bugging out. I'm like,
oh God. Yeah, that shit.
Girl.
Sad. I think about that.
Better get some hedgehogs.
We start crying.
Better start picking up some new hobbies. Look at her. Look at her in her filing cabinet. How old was she during this documentary?
Let's find out.
She had to be, I want to say, like late 70s when A Piece of Work came out. I think she was, and to be that age, 2010, so she died. Damn,
how old was Joan Rivers in 2010? But then
I think she was like mid 70s.
Because for me, when I try to find my
She was like 74.
That's crazy.
74, worried about a full schedule, worried about touring.
Imagine touring at 74.
Bitch, I can't imagine it at 41.
That's what I'm fucking saying.
You're like, are you going anywhere? To bed.
No, that's how I feel too. I'm like, how could you be a 73-year-old woman touring? It like sucks the life out of you.
It does.
Right?
Unless you're chasing something like that.
Unless you got off on it. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, there's like this, you know.
Like a work addiction.
It's like, I think everyone's got like a little bit of a void, and then they have the behavior that they have that they continually display, and they run in circles trying to fill the void with that behavior, whether it be stand up, whether it be drugs, whether it be pigs.
Sex. You say pigs and I say sex.
Sex as well. Boofing, you know, all doing drugs, all the things. There's, you know, a lot of people are busy trying to fill that void. And this entertainment industry is filled with that. So it's like, it's interesting to have an introspection where you're like, why am I doing this now? Not that I do love to bring joy and I love to entertain.
Yeah, I love doing it. Yeah. But then there's times where I'm like, this is an insane job.
The traveling is insane. As a woman, it's just absolutely treacherous.
When
it's
you're like, treacherous. I got like a backpack in my bag. I'm like, my neck fucking hurts now.
And all these
overhead compartment.
Everyone's got your number.
Yeah.
All these random people have your number and you're getting drip. You just go in cars with people. You just go in cars with men and they take you places and then they know where you're staying.
You know what happened to me recently?
Oh, God.
I went to Chicago and they gave me my hotel room. I opened the hotel room. It's another person's hotel room. There's a suitcase in there. There could have very well been a fucking person in there. It's all fucking dirty. I go back down to the front desk. I go, hey, you guys gave me someone else's hotel room. They're like, we're so sorry about that. For your inconvenience, let us give you this. Pull out a can of Mountain Dew.
Oh, great. Diabetes. Thank you for the diabetes. What? Is that a new gift?
What? They gave me a can of Mountain Dew because my room was, they gave me someone else's room and it was dirty. And I was like, this is not undo what you've done.
Yeah, you can't un-Mountain Dew what you did.
Yeah, exactly.
What is this, the 90s? Who drinks? No one's doing the Dew anymore.
You know what? That's
We're trying to undo the Dew.
Yeah, exactly.
That should be Ozempic's slogan, undoing the Dew.
I'm like, isn't Mountain Dew, doesn't it have like yellow 5 in it, which like makes it so you like hard to get pregnant or something? Well, people are using yellow 5 Mountain Dew as birth control.
That's probably my problem. I drank so much
Mountain Dew in high school.
Oh my God.
You did?
So much. Never went up one freaking mountain in my life, but drank all the Mountain Dew.
Okay. I drank Mountain Dew at a soccer party in middle school.
Quit bragging.
I don't want to brag. It was at Round Table Pizza. I drank Mountain Dew, and then I came home and I was running around in circles like for hours. And my parents were like, "What did you do?" I was like, "Mountain Dew." They're like, "You're never allowed to have Mountain Dew again."
Right? Sugar's been the legalized drug. They're like caffeine. "We need to regulate marijuana." Do you? Ironically, your crazy ass kid could use a little bit of a edible. For sure, the parent. Every For parent should sure. be on edibles.
Ugh, at least a low dose.
Just a low micro.
It'll make you nicer.
A day dose.
You'll be a little more patient.
More playful. It makes you more playful. Makes you answer all those annoying questions. Why? Kids all day. Why? Why? I don't know why. No one knows why. It's never going to be answered.
Yeah.
And then the worst part is when kids ask you questions. First of all, you didn't even think about the question yourself, but you don't know the answer. Never have kids ask you these questions, and then they're like, "Oh, actually, my nephew goes actually," and he's like, "Oh," and he's got this like catalog in his brain because he's learning new things. I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Do you remember anything you learned in school?
No,
like anything about the wars. Like, you know how, like, I meet a lot of men and they, like, retain a lot of information about World War II and, like,
yeah, they're obsessed.
What is that?
They're obsessed with battle.
They get off on battle.
Men get off on battle. That's why they love that. What's that fantasy foot thing?
Football?
They like fake battle. They're like fantasy battle. They're not like, when's the last time that you held a sword, sir? You love battle so much? Go out and actually like fight. I want to see these people fight.
What about men who have sword collections? You go over there, he's got a sword collection.
I don't think any kind of collection is a healthy thing.
No. No.
This is someone who's collected three dogs. It's not healthy.
Collection, like extreme collections.
It's unhealthy.
Like, I don't want to go over there and see a bunch of like anime toys.
No. Or like all of your Alien and versus Predator paraphernalia.
Oh, my ex, I had an ex that was obsessed with Spider-Man.
He's not even the coolest superhero.
He was obsessed with Spider-Man. He'd walk around pretending like he was shooting webs out of his hand. I swear to God.
You've got to stop looking for guys at the outpatients in Malibu. You got to stop looking for boyfriends at passages.
He was walking down the hall.
I don't like collections. Collections are weird.
Comic book collections. He had one comic book that was worth $30,000.
The fact that he's hanging on to it.
And then I got pissed because he got mad at me for using too much water, for taking too many baths. I go, sell the comic book! Sell the fucking book!
You talk about that on
stage?
No,
I have to.
That's funny.
Please sell the comic book.
No, he could never. It's just...
I'm like, that's a trip to, like, Europe.
That's a car. That's a salary in a really horrible town. That's a salary in a town we left.
Sell the comic book! It was never gonna happen.
No!
And there was lots of stuff. He, like, collected lots of, like, weird trinkets.
I'm out.
Like, he had alien stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Every time a new Marvel movie came out, I'd be in the theater so high because I'd have to get, like, blasted to go sit through, like, the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, I'm not big on the Marvel thing, but I will watch a Megalodon on the big screen with Jason Statham for sure.
A Megalodon the shark?
Yeah, and Meg 2.
Whoa, and Meg 2?
Yeah, I don't want to brag, but I did go see Meg 2 in the theater.
Is it called Meg 2 or did you just abbreviate it?
The first one's called The Meg.
The Meg?
Yeah, he's on the first name basis. Jason Statham is best friends. He's besties with the Megalodon.
No.
Yeah. He's like, it's Meg. No big deal.
No.
Yeah, then Meg came around again. He's like, it's Meg too.
No.
No biggie. Yeah.
And it's good?
It's so bad. It's fantastic. Do you ever see that movie with J-Lo, Anaconda?
No.
Girl. There are these movies that are so bad they're good. You have to watch Anaconda.
I don't know why. I thought you were going to say Made in Manhattan when you said J-Lo.
That's a great movie, too.
Right?
We all love it. We all dream of being the poor bitch that gets picked up by the Wall Street guy. You think their marriage went well?
Yeah.
Hey, no, let's follow up with the guy from Made in Manhattan and J-Lo. I bet she's not happy in her relationship.
No, she's not.
He's probably sleeping with them.
More money, more problems.
Yeah, girl. He's probably doing coke, sleeping with his secretary. She had to become a maid again. Where's that follow-up movie?
part two.
Yeah, we should do all those 90s part 2000s. Two. I just watched one recently again. Oh, what's it called? The Wedding Planner.
The Wedding
Planner. With J-Lo. And the dude.
Matthew McConaughey,
who had, by the way, like orange dyed hair.
Matthew McConaughey. No, see, what are your thoughts on Matthew McConaughey?
His face is interesting.
Oh, my God. How did we ever
think, like, the fact that we thought he was a heartthrob, I don't know why I think it.
It looks so cheesy.
He looks like a guy who's going to online scam you, like, on Tinder. He looks like a Tinder scam artist.
He looks like a Tinder fuckboy.
I do love all of his movies, though. I mean, not all
of them. There's something about him, though, that I do like.
It's the all right. It's that chill, cool.
It's like... he's somewhere in the middle between like Republican and Democrat.
Yeah, he's just
like people are like, is he going to be a politician?
Yeah. He's kind of like you know, he doesn't really like stamp in one direction like you're saying, but he's just kind of like cool. Like it makes sense that him and Woody Harrelson are like besties.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson seems cool.
Woody Harrelson's like one of the coolest dudes in Hollywood, I think. I never see him.
I think so too.
He pops out and does like an amazing movie.
Then he goes back into hiding.
And once in a while, you see him shirtless, stoned on the beach with Matthew McConaughey.
You know who I saw? Biking Seal.
Wow.
I don't want to brag, but I did see Seal.
Kiss on Rose. Kiss on Rose. What's that song?
Yeah. Da, 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 da. Yeah, imagine seeing him.
There used to be a great tower alone on the sea.
Yeah.
I can't sing too much because you'll get charged.
I get it.
Yeah, my voice is...
it's a copyright issue.
...hitting the notes. Sure. They're going to be like, no, keep it going. We have no idea what that cat was saying.
Seal on a bike where?
A seal on a bike.
Where?
In the canyon.
That makes sense.
And then
was
I
he
saw
with Heidi Klum. What was
no? He was on a bike. He bike rode to get pizza.
He bike rode to get pizza.
Yeah, and then I was like, "Whoa, Seal's here eating pizza!" It was one of those things where, like, so out of place. Like, I've had one other experience like that where I saw someone who was so out of place and so unexpected that I was like, "What the fuck?" Like, I went to a club in my 20s, Dre's in Hollywood. This Ooh. Was before I did stand up. I was a club lady, and I walk in and there's just like Dennis Quaid on a table, like. Doing this with
a
bottle.
That tracks.
And it was like so off-putting because I was like, is that Dennis Quaid? And it was. It was after he had the twins and everything. He was out and about.
Wow.
Popping bottles in Hollywood. And I don't know what was more off-putting. I think that was more off-putting than Seal.
Yeah, Dennis Quaid would be off-putting because he prays like a... He only does like these Christian movies.
Yeah, Dennis Quaid.
He does. I will watch every single one.
Is Dennis Quaid hot? Can we pull him up? He's not unattractive.
Parent Trap Dennis Quaid, yes.
Parent Trap Dennis Quaid is a vibe.
That was the whole thing of why I heard that he was hot, like to that whole generation, because he was like the hot dad.
Dennis Quaid
has fell off. They talk about how women fall off all the time. Let's be honest. Dennis Quaid has fallen off.
His face. I just keep saying about face. I love to like objectify men.
It's so fun, right?
It's just fun. No, I'm
kidding. It's really fun.
You know,
we get objectified all the time. Let's go in on Quaid.
Time. Parent Trap Quaid was a vibe.
Parent Trap Quaid could get it.
Guys filling their faces with stuff never
fillers.
Works out well.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something ingrained in us where we expect men to age and we accept it and they become distinguished. But when women age, we become witches. So we fill in the lines with cement.
Yeah, you're like plastering.
Right, but when men, like, there
the
we
holes.
Go. Like the one, go for, right, yeah. Now, the before and after of that, where his face is filled.
It looks like he's been drinking.
No one's happy. No one's happy with their face. They're not happy with their shape. They're not happy with their butt.
They're not happy with their voice.
Their voice, their gender. Everyone's chasing something. And
Dennis Quaid is part of it.
Yeah, for sure. But I will watch his movies. There's something like, I don't know, maybe that
nostalgic.
Whole era. Yeah, there's nostalgia there. There is nostalgia there.
Yeah, but seeing him at a club.
That's bizarre.
That's really weird.
I could see him being a booze. loser.
Yeah, because he looks like it, right?
Oh, he's got a face of a guy who goes out on a
drinks.
Boat. Drinks. Yeah, he's out
he
on a boat at 8 a.m.
swollen and red.
Yeah. Ruddy.
Yeah.
He looks ruddy.
He looks like he could use a little time at Promises himself.
I'm sure he spent some time there. I mean, you're not
a regular.
Yeah, he's got a
punch
pass.
Card.
Yeah, he's got the thing, like the easy pass in your car. You just...
Quade's back.
Yeah. Give him his old room.
Give him his... He likes an ocean view.
Addiction's hilarious.
Quade's here. He's sweating again.
Who was, like, your heartthrob from that era, though? I'm trying to think.
Oh, I had some weird ones. Like, I'm embarrassed, but I had, like, a real thing for Carson Daly.
Oh, Carson was cute.
Right around the time he was dating Tara Reid.
That's right.
Remember Tara that? Reid. Train wreck?
Well, I saw her doing, like, a singing cameo with...
No.
Against a wall in, like, in a parking lot. Do you know that video, McKenna? You know what I'm talking about? So Tara Reid was, like... It was, like, a TikTok video, and she's, like, singing in a parking garage with... Oh, God. I can't think of his name.
Oh, yay! Not Tara Reid.
Oh, the bottom one. Because you love
this
my...
One?
The one... The second one. Yeah.
Because you love my singing so much.
Oh, my God. This is... It's are they in, like, a Whole Foods parking lot?
I can't stand him.
I know.
I don't know who he is, but I can't stand when he throws his hand at God, I want him to get into a vehicular accident.
I want Caitlyn Jenner to come around the corner and fucking back. Oh, God.
She look, but like she in her mind, she's serving.
She's serving.
She goes. That's I'm giving. It's giving.
That's what pills do. You know, you can feel great doing a cameo in a parking lot. Where are they?
Do you do cameos? Have you done cameo?
I have.
It gets dark. When I was like, you know what? I don't need the $45.
No, I'm good. You want me to do what?
No, one guy was like, I gave you money, but you don't have to make me the video. I'm like, no, to get the money, I have to send the video. He's like, can you do just like a video of a cat? And I'm like, I don't have a cat. So then this was my last cameo I ever did. Then I dressed up as a cat.
I hope you added a couple zeros to that.
I put a cat thing on. I go, I don't have a cat, but here's your video. Send. And I go, I can never do that again. That was just like a repressed memory that I stuffed down that I think just came out from nowhere. Like, I don't even know if I've ever talked about that.
Wouldn't it be funny if I was the guy who bought the cat video? What would you do
have
if
it
I was
on
like,
your phone?
I want to show you another video.
Also, it is 3:15, just so you know.
Okay, it's 3:15. Oh. How long have we been going?
An hour.
Oh, we're good.
Oh, wow.
That's our pod.
That was fast.
Really fast.
I feel like we tore everyone apart. No one was left.
Oprah got it.
Oprah
Dennis
got
Quaid
it.
Got it.
My niece and nephew.
Everyone.
Sorry, Em. Love you. Love you, Oprah. And fat people. Love you, too.
Love all the fats.
Yeah.
Love you, Dennis Quaid.
Love you, Dennis Quaid. And we miss your crease. The creases in your face.
Let the creases come back.
Let the creases come back.
You're
it's
a man.
Fine.
You can be weathered.
Yeah, you can be. You can look like a wizard. Everyone will still love you. Even
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Which he was born again for.
He was?
I believe so.
Dennis Quaid's a born again?
From my lips to God's ears.
Well.
Let me start the rumor if not.
Okay, where can people find you?
You can find me, jessiemay.com. I'll be at Panama City Beach, Florida at Beaches, opening their club next weekend, the 29th and 30th of March. Also be in the Netflix is a Joke Festival at the Bourbon Room, May 10th.
Oh, so fun. That's going to be so fun.
It's going to be a blast. And then my podcast is Sharp Tongue.
Guys, go check out Jess May. She's the best. She's so funny. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Shank. You can find me here every Wednesday on Shank and every Monday on This Bitch. Buy tickets to This Bitch and Friends, main room of the Comedy Store, April 18th. It's a fire lineup. It's me, Kim Congdon, Whitney Cummings, Beth Stelling, Annie Lederman, Jetski Johnson. Buy the tickets. Support women. Also, Netflix is a Joke Festival, May 7th. We're doing This Bitch live at the Comedy Store in the original room.
That's fun!
Yeah, it'll be fun. Get tickets. Bye, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye!